get to Placerville to make a speech on time. He boarded the mud wagon where Hank Monk ran the whip, and off they set for Placerville at quite a decent clip. Now Greeley carried a fancy cane, some called him rotund, a scrawny bit of coyote Monk worked out in the sun. Horace knew the bankers, Hank Monk the horse's tails. 1,000 miles from eastern states, delivering the mails. Horace calls out, "Driver, please make no mistake. I must arrive by 5 o'clock for oratory's sake." Hank Monk turns and hollers down, plain as any sign, "Hold on to your hat, Horace, I'll get you there on time." Around the cliffs of Carson Pass, the great mud wagon swayed. The vessel ne'er slowed nor stopped, or ever a moment delayed. With rhetorical flourish, Hank drove his horses forth, depositing the learned man upon the promised course. Greeley bought Hank Monk a watch in Placerville. Our driver hit the water hole, and there he drank his fill. Local rowdies caught the yarn, our whipster did unwind. "Hold on to your hat, Horace, I'll get you there on time." Horace calls out, "Driver, please make no mistake. I must arrive by 5 o'clock for oratory's sake." Hank Monk turns and hollers down, plain as any sign, "Hold on to your hat, Horace, I'll get you there on time." Mouth to mouth this epigram shot down the western road, and every time we told it, the story growed and growed. Some said Horace had hit his head, his feet had left the floor, his hand had struggled for the strap, he yearned to use the door. Monk wrecked his wagon, soon afterwards he died. But the Hard Case Nation all reveled in that hot summer's ride. When Greeley ran for president, we laughed at Hank Monk's line, "Hold on to your hat, Horace, I'll get y'all there on time." Horace calls out, "Driver, please make no mistake. I must arrive by 5 o'clock for oratory's sake." Hank Monk turns and hollers down, plain as any sign, "Hold on to your hat, Horace, I'll get you there on time."